you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 112, Signs That You're Giving Too Much of Yourself Away. Signs of too much people-pleasing, potentially codependency, and potentially creating codependency, but signs that you're giving too much of yourself away. And before I get started, just a reminder, everyone, that if you listen through Facebook, that Facebook on June 3rd will stop their platform for putting out podcasts. So it is highly recommended that if you listen to this podcast on Facebook, that you find another podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And those links will be in the show notes of the podcast. So welcome to episode 112. People pleasing. You've heard me say this before. I am a recovering people pleaser because I think we are always recovering from the things that we try to overcome. That there's often relapses or fallbacks or places where you recognize now because you're aware that you're like, oh, you know what? There I go again. I'm people pleasing. I'm giving myself away because of a past situation, past programming, past trauma, that it worked for me then or worked for you, and it doesn't any longer because it's not actually bringing us love and affection from someone else. So taking care of the people we love is an essential part of any healthy and loving relationship. But if you're giving too much of yourself away to the point of self-sacrifice, then there's only one way it will end up. Misery for yourself, depletion, and loss of self-worth and or purpose. Knowing when to be there for the people that you love and giving of yourself shows great strength of character. It also shows great boundaries. But that gesture should not be reserved solely for other people. Important too is that you know when it's time to take care of you. If you are sacrificing yourself for the sake of others all of the time, because come on, let's face it, we all must sacrifice from time to time, but if you are sacrificing yourself for the sake of others all of the time, then your nature to give has become more like an addiction to martyrdom and can be very self-destructive. So, you know, what are the signs that this is happening? You feel completely depleted and hopeless by everyday tasks. Now, this is a big one. Oftentimes, when we give so much of ourselves, we become so burdened by everything that simple everyday tasks, such as doing the dishes, starts to become overwhelming. This is because when you give so much of yourself away to others, there is no energy left to use to recharge your own spirit. There's no room for you to even be you. Another sign is that the people around you can be dysfunctional without your help. When you have enabled the people you love to the point where they are completely dysfunctional without you, that is not healthy for you or for them. This is super codependency. And it's also a sure sign that you give far too much of yourself away to others when they should be giving fully back to you as well. Giving is a two-way street, or else it's giving and taking, or just taking from another person. Another sign is that you feel severe emotions of guilt and remorse when you're doing something for yourself instead of for others. If you feel guilty for doing something for yourself, this is a sign that you've been giving too much of yourself away for far too long. In fact, it has been so long that you forget how it felt. It may feel wrong, but that's only because it's a new sensation. So here's an example of that. I recently saw a client of mine out and about, and they said, you're not going to believe what I've done for myself. I'm like, what? Tell me. This sounds exciting. Because they are a reforming people pleaser, like doing everything for everyone, even their job. They said, I have decided that, because they're an independent contractor, he said, I have decided that I, every week now, I'm going to take off Tuesdays starting this month. And I said, does that now mean you have 2 days off a week instead of only one? I'm like, how does that feel? He goes, I started today and it felt amazing. He's like, I rested. Like, your body needs it. And, you know, he recently had an injury, and I truly believe it's because, you know, sacrificing so much of yourself for a company, another person, a lover, your children, yes, you have to take care of them, but you also have to take care of you. Another sign is that you care far too much about what other people think of you. You're so afraid of disappointing other people or being thought of in a negative way that you're willing to sacrifice your own happiness for the happiness of others. The truth is, it doesn't matter what other people think of you. I'm going to say that again. The truth is, it doesn't matter what other people think of you. If you know that in your heart you're a good person, you should matter to you as much as other people do. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to say it one more time because this is hugely important. When you finally realize that it doesn't matter what other people think of you, you become free. Now, another sign is that people tell you that you need to take care of yourself. They actually tell you. Most of us will have people in our lives that see through our own illusions. People say, hey, you know, why don't you take a day off? Hey, you know, you're really burning both ends of the candle here, like taking care of others. What about yourself? They can see it. They care enough about us that they will point out to you that you sacrifice yourself. These are the true friends and family in your life, and they would not be saying this if they weren't worried about you. So I know, you know, you're like, but I'm a caring person. I want to help others. Yes, absolutely. You can be a caring person. You can be a sensitive person and help other people, but set up boundaries for yourself that you're not crossing your own boundaries and giving yourself away to your own detriment. When we give too much of ourselves away, we get swept away by others and others' feelings and others' thoughts, and we truly are not ourselves at all. So you want to help and do everything for them that you can. You may even be a sensitive person or care beyond expression. You might even sacrifice too much to make others happy. There are a few important facts to keep in mind here. For one, if you are enabling someone and making them codependent upon you, you are actually not being helpful to them at all. Now, how does this work, right? So if you're doing everything for somebody else and always there and always doing this and always the saving person for them, they can't function on their own. They can't build up their own muscles of self-worth and confidence because you're always coming in to save. So you are being quite harmful to them. Keep that in mind, and harmful to yourself. So if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be good for anybody else in the end. Remember, true love out there does not start with another person. It starts with you. Love for yourself is what actually creates love out there. Somewhere, there's been a program or a trauma or something that has continued to tell you that if you please others, if you do everything, if you sacrifice yourself, you will get all the love and affection back that you ever crave or need. And it's actually not true. You actually feel resentful because because you're not getting as much as you give out. With all of that, how much of yourself are you giving away? Where do you need to take a step back and say, okay, you know what? I'm worthy of my own love. I'm going to start creating some boundaries for myself. I'm going to analyze and become really consciously aware of where I'm people-pleasing. So if you are an empath or highly sensitive person that has found yourself, because many of us do, find ourselves in the people-pleasing category, that then makes us feel withdrawn from others because, you know, our own people-pleasing then makes us feel as though we've been taken advantage of. I know, think about that a little bit. Then I'd love for you to reach out to me. I do a lot of coaching around this. You can find all that information in the show notes. That is all for now. Thank you so much. And I send you all so much love around loving yourself, self-love, finding self-worth, and finding confidence in yourself that you can have good boundaries and still have loving, reciprocal relationships. Okay, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.